This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This is D-Lo and KC on ESPN 1320, brought to you by Sky River Casino.
All right, whenever Matt George is done with his meeting.
What a coinky dink.
He'll come join us to talk Kings basketball. Keegan Murray extension. What?
What time do you think that meeting was? Like 20 before 12?
Yeah, possibly. Who knows?
All right.
Yeah. Who knows? shout out, Matt George.
Real quick before you get into the next. I got the Brewers Dodgers game up on the iPad, and Ohtani is at the plate, and he's arguably the greatest player in the game. Sure, he's the greatest player in the game. You see the slump he's in now?
It's pretty bad.
That is crazy.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
I would have never thought in any situation in life he'd be one for what are you like 23, 24? Yeah, that's crazy. And it doesn't matter. They keep winning damn games.
Shohei in your Prize Picks lineup?
Shohei is not in my Prize Picks lineup because just like my fantasy teams, there's no Rams, no Cowboys, no Seahawks, no Pack, none of that. And Prize Picks is the same way. I'm not putting no Dodgers in my Prize Picks lineup, and I'm not putting any of these Seahawks or Eagles in my Prize Picks lineup as well. But you can if you want to. Wow. You can if you want to because the name of the game is getting that cash. And you can do that on Prize Picks, man. You just got to make sure you download the Prize Picks app, put in a promo code KIFM to get $50 towards your first $5 lineup.
Don't forget, opening night.
Opening night's around the corner. Mm-hmm. And I do not put Warriors in my lineup, but I will that day because it's a Steph Curry max discount day. So I'm definitely going to have Steph Curry in that lineup because you put him in there, he scores more than half a point. He's already covered. You're
Something
good right
tells
there.
Me that's a good bet.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a good bet.
So put in the promo code KIFM. You get $50 towards your first $5 lineup. Once again, promo code KIFM to get $50 towards your first $5 lineup. You must be present in certain states. Go to prizepicks.com for more details. PrizePicks, it's good to be right. And I know they say we don't play defense in this All-Star game, but WSKF, boy, he is doing his thing. He's got 45 in the first half. And mind you, Shohei just got a triple.
Has
the Dodgers
he won every day this week, this stupid little league game thing you've created? Hey man, has he won every single?
He's been the star of stars in All-Star weekend here for, I don't have the paper, so I don't even remember the
I'm sorry. I have the paper. I had to clean up yesterday.
I don't remember what the.
I should have burned that paper now that I think about it. Kenny, I don't know what happened, man. With all the commotion and stuff. I don't know. Maybe one of the sponsors took it. I have no idea. It's going to be framed at Sky River. Who knows?
Can somebody sponsor a sponsor?
That'd be amazing.
Somebody want to sponsor the league? Hey, that is part of a league.
The way Jesus was talking to me, it may be.
Hey.
He may be.
Hey.
Shout out to the very real tribal chief.
Yes, indeed.
Always a pleasure seeing him as we did out at the Sac Republic game. One thing we haven't really talked a lot about today in the midst of all our sorrow was Dario Saric started last night. Mm-hmm. We wondered what direction Doug would go, the Kings would go. While Keegan Murray was out, I think all of us have, and we talked about this pretty excuse me, extensively with James Hamm yesterday. Don't believe there's going to be one guy starting for the next 4 to 6 weeks. There's probably going to be multiple different starters, multiple different lineups, multiple different closers, and I used the term patchwork yesterday. Mm-hmm. There's going to be a lot of patchwork to get through this time without Keegan Murray. And yesterday, we saw Dario start. Interestingly enough, I guess interestingly enough, Isaac Jones was the first one off the bench. So they went, and he went in for Saric. So they went Saric, and then not immediately, but pretty quickly, went to Isaac Jones. Again, that's another thing I think you're going to have to get used to. No matter who starts, the rotational minutes are probably going to be pretty short, pretty quick, and whether it's just throwing different looks or trying different things, there's just not a strong enough player at that position to have a replacement, for lack of a better term. It is very much replacement by committee.
Yeah. I mean, and that's, we talked about it a little bit. I mean, it's the matchups that are going to dictate, in some cases, in a lot of cases, who starts, who finishes, who maybe starts the third quarter. Like, maybe you're making adjustments on the fly or what you see to what you see in the first half. Mm-hmm. So maybe you start Sarge in the game, and in the start of the third quarter, it might be Isaac Jones who you feel is better for going up against that starting unit of the other team. So there's not just one person, I believe, that's going to be able to replace Keegan Murray. It's going to be a group effort. It's going to be being creative if you're Doug Christie with some of those lineups. I think we saw a little bit of that yesterday.
Yeah. I didn't even think Dario was bad. Like, no. I think,
once again, the starters weren't bad.
We're going to have to judge these players like on their own and not these players in place of Keegan Murray, because you're going to make yourself miserable if you're trying to do that. Mm. It's not going to work.
Right.
I actually thought Isaac Jones played pretty well too. His minutes have been so, like, I think there's something to be said for who guys are playing with. So Dario being in first, and I think he had a solid 3+ minutes with the rest of the starting rotation. Mm-hmm. And then I think Dennis was the next one out. And then there were, I think Neek came in, Dennis subbed out. Like, there were, you know, things that kind of happened in quick order. And then all of a sudden it was a second unit out there and everything went bad after that.
Went to hell. Now, and that I'm assuming that's something that's going on in the preseason, and that's something that Doug is trying to experiment with. He did also say he wants to play 9-10 guys. Mm-hmm. And I look at this group that they have so far in preseason, and it doesn't feel like you have a roster set up to play 9-10 guys. Like, yeah. I don't want to see 10 guys. I want to see your starters. You mix in a couple of these rotational guys to give them a breather. But right now, how it looks, I want to see all those starters playing 32 minutes a night, mm-hmm. something like that. Because it's, from what I've seen from these bench guys, it's just not inspiring at all. So I don't know if that's just a preseason thing or he's really trying to implement that 10-man rotation, but got to do better. Got to do better. And while we're here, before Matt gets here, I want to say what's up to WSKF, because she is killing the game.
Okay.
All right. Want to get that clear. Want to get that clear.
All right. Very good. this is a fine line to walk. It wasn't all bad last night.
It wasn't.
I mean, it was, but it wasn't.
There wasn't a lot of good.
No, not very much.
But it wasn't all bad.
Neek was good.
Neek was really good.
I think Neek has had a pretty solid preseason, to be honest. I mean, I don't know. You measure good versus bad and all of this, but, like, Zach has been really good this preseason. Team's not winning. But Zach, individual performance-wise, has been really good. The next best player this entire preseason has probably been Neek Clifford.
Yeah, I'm with that. I mean, either him or DeMontis. But
Domas has been good.
Domas had a iffy game in Portland, but ooh, it was a preseason. It's whatever. But Neek has been really good, though. Neek has been a revelation of sorts because you draft him and people are really excited about him, and you see him in summer league play the way he has, and that's great to see. Let's see if it translates to the NBA and going up against some of these big name players. And he hasn't been like in the starting lineup or anything like that, but he looks the same as he did in summer league, and that's a good sign. And you want to see if, you know, when the real games start, is it going to be the same thing? But so far, I don't see any reason to believe why it wouldn't. You know, he what he brings to the table, the way he plays, it seems transferable. Some of the same things that I talked about with Maxime Reynaud, who looks like he needs to work on some stuff. Here, it's not as easily transferable. It does look like that's the case for Neek. The way he plays, his approach to the game, the way he goes about things, it seems like this is an easy transition for a guy who is a little bit older, doesn't have as much of a learning curve. When you talk about trying to mature as a young man in the league, he's fit right in so far, man. I've been really impressed with what we've seen from him, man, and that's been good to see, and it's been a revelation so far.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned Max a minute ago, and the you know, obviously he has some things that you'd like to see worked on. Looking at what Doug did with Dario last night and Isaac and all, I wouldn't hate if that was Max.
Yeah.
Like if we're gonna be that quick with and I have no clue what this looks like, but if you want a player, if you want a player to if a player needs development, right? You want him to get better at certain things. I understand the name of the game is wins and losses, especially for Doug, and the revelation that you know, maybe his contract isn't the sexiest one that we've seen. Let him play with DeMontis Sabonis and Zach LaVine and DeMar DeRozan and Dennis Schroeder. Let him play with those guys.
Yeah.
And again, I should have noted this. I think it was the 7 minute mark, 7:30 mark, where Isaac Jones subbed in for Dario. That's four-ish minutes. Yeah, let Max do it. Let Max play with those guys for 4 minutes and then go Isaac or Dario or whatever, like, your idea is, then do it. Because I don't like, Neek looks like he can contribute no matter who's on the floor. He looks like a ready basketball player, a ready NBA player. So maybe he doesn't need that. And he'll likely get it, especially if he's playing like the way that he did last night. You know, go back to the Doug Christie thing that he said a week ago. Yeah, you know, maybe it's not who starts, it's who finishes, and that might not always be the same. Well, you could have a lot of games where Neek is out there and he's playing with those guys anyways. Right. I don't know how many times Max is going to be in that position.
Right, right. Yeah, no,
why not let him be out there at the start? Especially for the next 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 4 to 6 weeks or whatever, let him be out there at the start and get those minutes with those guys.
The thing that I worry about with that, and you know, I'm a believer in Maxime Reynaud, is when you talk about starting and going up against the likes of Jokic, Aaron Gordon, Zubac, Cat, just go down the list of some of these big guys in the league. That could mess you up for a little while, because I like Maxine. I think he's a good ball player. But my one criticism since the summer, and I haven't seen anything in the preseason to change that, a little soft, a little finesse. And you go up against those big bruisers when you talk about the starters, that can mess with you.
Sure.
So that's my one concern with having him as a starter. Now, to what you were talking about, though, maybe he's in the Isaac Jones role. You know what I mean? Maybe instead of starting, he's the guy that you go to 4 or 5 minutes in for a couple minutes. You know, maybe the end of the first quarter or some 3 minutes to go in the first quarter, you bring him in there and you give him those type of minutes. But on the onset – that might be baptism by fire.
Yeah.
You know, with a guy like that who's got some things to work on. But I'm all for having him be in the rotation and play. Like, yeah, see what he's got. And like you said, with other guys around him, not with some other G leaguers around him, with some of these other starters around him, see what he's got.
Yeah, and there's probably not going to be a lot of G leaguers in the rotation, right? Mm-hmm. Like, regardless of Keegan being here or not, like, you're going to have NBA players around you.
Yeah.
Just have them with the best ones. You know what I mean? Or the best ones that you can. And I don't hate the idea. So in this scenario, are you – I don't know why I'm asking. Like, is Dario starting? Or are you going to start
maybe
Isaac?
Maybe. When this first happened, I thought Isaac. I was like,
you
this
said
is
Isaac out
for
the
Isaac.
Gate, yeah.
Then I thought about it some more, and I said, I see Dario. I see that. But to kind of to your point and to the scenario – you go against Minnesota? What's that matchup looking with Rudy and Julius?
Yeah.
You gonna have Domas guard Julius or Maxine guard Julius? You know, like that's a conundrum right there.
Mm-hmm.
And once again, though, like we've talked about, maybe that's not the time where you start.
But Maxine. Could you have Max guard Rudy?
I think Rudy be a little too physical for him. But. To what you were talking about earlier, though, and what we've talked about, it's not just one starting lineup every game.
Right,
and that,
right,
maybe
right,
that's
right.
The bad matchup for Maxine, and you get Dario in there or Isaac Jones in there. Maybe when they play the Lakers, maybe that's when you're able to mix it. I'm just throwing out a team.
Sure.
Maybe that's when you're able to get a Maxine Raynaud in there. You got to mix and match a little bit more. So maybe he's just part of that theory, like, in some situations, yeah, go out there and start him where it might not hurt him or hurt the team too much.
Let's get the turncoat. I mean, let's get Matt George in here of ABC 10 in the Locked On Kings podcast. Matt, a lot to cover here as your meeting has ended. First of all, let's start right at the four spot. Dario starting, Isaac first in. What do you think the approach is without Keegan Murray the next 4 to 6 weeks?
I don't know what you said. I'm Team Kenny from now on. I'll only be addressing questions from Kenny Caraway from here on. Actually, genuinely, I don't remember what you said because I was thinking of a witty response and didn't come up with very good. What was the question again?
It's good. We saw Dario start last night. We saw Isaac the first one in. We were just talking about how Maxime Raynaud, I'd love to see him play with the starters, especially as a player who needs to develop. Maybe it would help to be around some of the best players on the team. But, you know, the question since Keegan Murray's injury is, what do you think the approach is going to be? We know Doug is trying to figure it out. We're all trying to figure it out. What would your approach be with Keegan Murray out the next 4 to 6 weeks?
My approach is something that I don't think is going to happen. I've been firmly on, like, the team Neek Clifford route and just give Neek the opportunity, throw him out there as the rookie, and understand that there's the ramifications of going small. Like, it's just I think small is the better way to go with this lineup, because there's more that you know from those players. For example, if you start Keon Ellis at the two, I know a little bit more about who Keon Ellis is than any of the other guys. So I start Keon at the two, I shift everybody down. But I understand that there's concerns with that. Start Neek Clifford. We believe him to be someone who, in my opinion, skill set wise, is the closest to Keegan that you have on this roster. Not that he can replicate what Keegan does completely, but in theory, he can defend the perimeter. He can be versatile in that sense. He can space the floor and knock down threes. So that would be my argument for for Neek Clifford. But I don't blame Doug Christie at all for going, I've got guys on this roster that are 6'10". I'm going to use them. So we saw Dario Saric last night. While he didn't do anything to really stand out to me, we have to give him credit because he was part of that unit that got off to the good start, the 12-6 start, or no, that wasn't right, 16-8 start, whatever 16, it was.
16-10 at one point.
16-8. Yeah. And he was at the very least spacing the floor enough, because you have to somewhat respect him as a three-point shooter, to where it gave Domas and Levine in particular the ability to run their two-man game together. So I guess in that sense, to start, it worked. It's not the most exciting thing. I think Isaac Jones, it was good to see him knock down a corner three. That's the second corner three he's hit during the preseason, so that was encouraging. But he's more known for his physicality. And I actually asked Doug about that after the game, and he talked about the two major differences is with Dario, he has to kind of be a team defender. Doug says, I understand on the offensive end, like that's what people pay attention to. I'm paying attention to the defense and how you work defensively in the starting unit. Dario has to be more of a team defender, while IJ needs to be more physical because that's who he is as a player. He needs to be more like get more of a body on guys and be a little more physical in that sense. So I didn't get the sense that either stood out a ton to Doug. So maybe we'll see some more experimentation on Sun or Friday, but I don't think there is a good option. There's just the best potential option.
Yeah. Real quick, KC from the Sacramento Kings, Russell Westbrook embodies the identity we're striving for in Sacramento. That's from General Manager Scott Perry as the Kings officially announced the signing of Russell Westbrook.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, Russ is here. Russ is here.
First one to find the jersey gets three D'Lo and Casey hoodies.
Kind of speaking of Russ a little bit, we talked about the starting four and all this other stuff. Matt, in my opinion, all three of these games in the preseason fell apart when they went to the bench. And that is something that I wasn't really expecting. Now, to be fair, Keegan Murray didn't start, so that moved somebody up from the bench yesterday. Malik Monk was out as well, so you know they get a little bit of a pass for that. But what's going on with this bench, and do you think what they've seen in training camp with the bench, what they've seen in these preseason games with the bench, led to them pulling a trigger on the Russell Westbrook signing right now?
Yeah, I want to say on one hand, it's like, oh, look at that Clippers depth. Like, that's an insane amount of depth on that Clippers lineup. But then I got to thinking, like, what did we learn from the OKC Indiana Pacers NBA Finals? It's that depth gets you places. Depth is extremely important. So the entire league is starting to prioritize depth more, which means the Kings have to keep up with the trend. And I already felt before the Russell Westbrook move with a healthy Malik Monk, like there's a lot on the shoulders of Malik and Keon in that second unit to carry the scoring load with that group. And I felt that way from the first time we saw them scrimmaging in practice. Like Malik has to take on the brunt of that responsibility, and Keon has to be more than just a catch and shoot 3-point specialist at this point, because teams know that's what he's trying to do on the perimeter. So whether it's Neek needs to step up and provide some more offense, and I've liked the aggression we've seen from him over these first these three preseason games, or I mean, maybe you just ask for more offense from a guy like Drew Eubanks. But I mean, it was very, very, very clear last night, and I don't think Malik Monk being healthy and available would have changed much. When Dennis Schroeder came out of the game, everything fell apart. Like, the wheels completely fell off offensively. Yeah. Like, they just didn't have – and to be fair, when Dennis was out there, we were seeing a lot of Sabonis and LaVine running the offense, but Dennis was at least getting them into that action, right? And that's – I mean, I think the Russell Westbrook signing is primarily have to do with off the court and in the locker room. And I think a lot of people assume when you say something like that, it's like the player doesn't matter. No, the player absolutely does matter, because whether or not you think Russell Westbrook is washed is your opinion, but he is a absolute point guard on a team that you only have one of them. So having Russ just to be there to at least control and run an offense, which he's done for now 18 seasons, or this is his 18th season, that alone is going to be beneficial to this team. But yeah, the second unit, I'm definitely concerned about them, because I can see what happened last night happen a lot this season, where the starters get off to a decent enough start, and it could have been way better if shots were falling, but who knows if shots are going to fall consistently with this team. They got off to a decent enough start, the second units came in, and the game completely collapsed.
Well, Russell Westbrook will add some level of stableness, I think, to the ability to facilitate the offense once we start to see a turnover in that starting lineup. But the problem is that we're already, like last night, you know, no Keegan, no Malik. Then you dealt with the Domas thing. We don't exactly know what the Domas situation is going to be tomorrow. We don't know what the Domas situation is going to be next Wednesday. So there's a lot of it feels like there's a lot of moving pieces as this training camp and preseason comes to an end. And Doug, a lot like he had to do last year in the midst of the De'Aaron Fox trade and Zach LaVine coming in and all of that stuff, he's going to have a lot he has to figure out here, sort of, you know, to steal a term, he kind of on the fly. There's things he's just going to have to figure out.
Yeah, it already felt like time was against the Sacramento Kings in so many ways, and they were just going to try and be as ready as they possibly could be for the start of the season in Phoenix. And then the Keegan Murray injury happened, and it's like, not that it erased all the work that they've put in, but it just sent everything into a tailspin. Like, you were starting to get structure, starting to kind of build these units and identities, and Keegan is obviously such an immensely important part of this team because of what he does, and you don't really have anybody else that can do what he does on this roster. So that completely sent, I mean, his Doug's analogy has been like fixing a plane while it's in the air. I think the Keegan Murray injury sent them into a bit of a tailspin, and they're trying to level out and then climb again. And now the Domantas Sabonis thing hopefully doesn't knock them down too many pegs as well. But this team just, like, quite frankly, guys, they just don't look ready. Like, they don't look ready to be the team that Doug wants them to be. I shared with you guys a couple weeks ago when I joined you, like, oh, they're winning me over. They're saying the right things, and what I'm seeing in practice is good. But every glimpse that we've gotten on the court, with the exception of some flashes, we have seen more of the same team from last year than we've seen Doug Christie's vision and identity going forward. And that's concerning. And while this team deserves more than 2.5 weeks of training camp and preseason to get everything together and get on the same page, their schedule is such to where, especially now with 10 to 17 games or potentially more of Keegan Murray being out, while they're trying to figure that out and learn each other and get comfortable on the fly, that schedule could bury them to a point to where it's not that the season's over necessarily, but you have to get on a pretty significant run of winning 7 games in a row, like Doug was able to get this team to do last year, just to get back to treading water, right? So the Kings don't have the benefit of easing themselves into the season. They got to figure some things out quickly. And I mean, that's why Doug's probably saying he's not sleeping. He's been losing sleep ever since he took this job.
Matt, I tweeted out last night, man, this preseason just hasn't been what I wanted to see. I'm not ready to change necessarily how I feel this team can be in the regular season, but I'm not going to deny this preseason has been almost all bad. Are there some positives that you've been able to take away from some of the things that you've seen? We've talked about Nick Clifford, talked about Zach LaVine and his play. Are there some positives that you've seen through these first three games?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I mean, you just listed the two major ones there. I was really pleased to see the volume of two-man game between Sabonis and LaVine that we got last night. That's been something I've been asking for all offseason long. I still am waiting to see some of it with Sabonis and DeMar DeRozan, and I just don't know if we're ever going to get it at this point. They just, whether it doesn't work between the two of them or they don't, like, DeMar doesn't like the ball in that way, I don't know. But they just, we refuse to see a lot of actions between DeMar and Domas. But LaVine and Domas, clearly it was an emphasis. We are going to get this right. And there are some great moments. There are some bad moments. I thought, KC, the Clippers really cued in on when they realized the Kings weren't making threes. Every single time Domas rolled to the basket on any kind of pick and roll, three or four guys crashed. And even if the pass got through to him, it was a tough pass that Domas really couldn't do much with. Mm-hmm. So the Clippers cued in on, like, they're not hitting shots. We can gamble on giving up the perimeter a little bit to make sure Domas doesn't get this roll to the basket, because that's pretty much the only way they're scoring right now. So I did notice that last night. But I think Zach LaVine, like, in terms of guys who have shown me buy-in and improvement on the defensive end of the floor, I think Zach LaVine is the guy that stands out the most to me. I've seen him in preseason and in training camp and in practice make more defensive plays in the last 2 weeks than I've seen him make really at any point during the last third of the season that he was with us here in Sacramento. Doing a really good job creating on ball steals, deflecting passes, even if it doesn't result in a steal. Just knocking the ball away or disrupting the rhythm of an offense is so unbelievably important. I've seen him buy into that. And then offensively, he seems to understand I have to be the man offensively with this team. I have to be the scorer. Now, I still think he could take it to another level where it's everybody get out of my way, I'm taking over. And maybe it'll take a regular season game for him to get to that point. But I've been really impressed with Zach LaVine for the most part in preseason. I think Nick Clifford's aggressiveness is good. I'm glad Nick got opportunity to guard James Harden last night and got his hand caught in the cookie jar a couple times, as Doug likes to say, like learning on the fly. So I think Neek's been good. I think Zach's been impressive. I like the two-man game between Zach and Domas. And then other minor victories here or there, but nothing to really get ultimately excited about. The team basketball is not good.
There's a couple of things we want to talk to you about before we wrap up. One, there's a Westbrook jersey on the Kings website.
Oh, you got to get it.
It's number 18.
Huh.
I assume that's season 18.
Yeah, I was about to say, he's been in the league 18 years.
This is also just some guy wearing a Kings jersey with the number 18. It says Westbrook, but it says introducing the Russell Westbrook, blah, 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 blah. Oh, and
bro, next day delivery, bro. Come on, man. Next day delivery.
I don't think I could pull it off.
I need one of those joints,
Can't get the Amphon patch until October 24th either.
That's tough.
And next day delivery is for – let me – Oh, man.
I ain't even going to lie to you. I think I need to get a Westbrook jersey, bro.
I'm going to have – if anyone visits the team store and sees a Westbrook jersey that I could get by Sunday to wear to the Galleria, please let me know, and I will absolutely do it. Let's start there because I want to ask you about Keegan.
sorry, Kaz. Kaz in the chat says 18 turnovers. Come on. Stop. Don't do that.
Stop. What do you think about the Russell Westbrook signing, Matt?
I mean, it's been brewing since June, so I don't know why anybody should be surprised that it happened. I look at this move as, and this was kind of a tough sell on the podcast, and I wonder if it'll land better here. I look at Russ as a way better, more effective version of what JaVale McGee was supposed to be for the Kings. And I know a lot of people are going to immediately go, what in the world are you talking about? Red flag, sirens, JaVale McGee. I'm not saying Russell Westbrook is JaVale McGee, but JaVale McGee was brought in here to play important minutes on the court or help the Kings' depth at the center position on the court. But everything we talked about with JaVale McGee and Mike Brown talked about with JaVale McGee, championship experience, playoff experience, he can help these guys take that next step after that first playoff year. Ultimately, it didn't end up working out. Russell Westbrook is a way better player than JaVale McGee. He's had a way more successful career than JaVale McGee. He's a former MVP and a first ballot Hall of Famer. So what I mean by that is this, like Russ's job is to come in here, and it's not a coincidence, guys, when we tried to work around what Doug could and couldn't say pregame yesterday, he couldn't comment on any of the signings or anything like that, but he could comment on the players. And he starts talking about Russell Westbrook, and one of the first things he says is he loves the intensity and energy and effort that he plays with. Mm-hmm. Ding, 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 ding. Like, that right there should be everything you need to know as to why the Sacramento Kings are bringing Russell Westbrook in here. Mm-hmm. I've said it a million times. This season is about establishing a culture, establishing an identity. Part of that identity is playing hard and giving your all on every given night. Russell Westbrook is someone who has made an entire career out of that. And not just that, he's known for, while some people want to call him a cancer, which I think is absolutely absurd. I've never heard anybody describe him as a cancer anywhere that actually worked with him or was around him, media and player. He is a guy that is going to get with his teammates and hold guys accountable. And you'll know when Russ is playing 100% if his teammates aren't playing 100% with him, because it'll be obvious, and we don't have to say anything about it because Russ probably will. So the first question I challenge everybody to ask themselves is look at this roster now and ask yourself who on this roster is the best extension of Doug Christie on the floor, who we knew Doug Christie to be as a competitor and with the attitude that Doug played with. Because Doug played with an attitude. All you have to do is see the gif of what he did to Rick Fox to know, to understand that. Who is the number one extension of Doug on this roster now? It's Russell Westbrook. So that's what he's here to do. And then on the floor, he fills that backup point guard position. He should be able to give you solid backup minutes. He's not going to come over here and look like an MVP by any means. He's going to have erratic moments because that's what he's done his entire career. But he can help build a culture here in Sacramento. That's why he's here.
Do you think, and it's tough to necessarily say this because, you know, it has been out there for such a long time, so I don't want to make it as if it's completely reactionary, but do you think that the signing of Russell Westbrook at this particular time might have been a little bit of a message to particularly those guys on the bench, or a reaction of like, yo, these guys just aren't bringing it. If you guys aren't going to bring it, I'll find somebody who will. And he went out and got Russell Westbrook in that respect.
Yeah, I haven't thought of it that way because Scott Perry and Doug Christie and everybody has known this team has had only one point guard for months. So what I think more of what happened, and this is my speculation, I haven't talked to anybody about this. We saw the reports of here's what the Kings are offering in that 1 year, $0.8 million range. And here's what China's offering, which is like a $10 million deal. And in many ways, like we heard, Russ did not want to go international, did not want to leave the States. And the market kind of spoke for itself. So I don't know how much it was a waiting end on Russell's side, or how much the Kings were waiting to try and move off of a Malik Monk or Devin Carter or somebody to be a little more financially flexible to get this deal done. I think if they could have, they probably would have tried to get this done before training camp began, because I think they knew going into training camp after the Devin Carter experiment in summer league that there was not a backup point guard on this roster. So he's behind the eight ball in that sense, but you're adding a guy who's, again, going into his 18th season in the NBA. While he will have to learn Doug Christie's style and what the Kings have been learning offensively and scheme-wise for the last couple weeks, Russ knows who he is. Everybody knows who Russ is. So it's not like you have to reinvent the wheel with Russ in the few days that he's going to be here. So I'm not necessarily worried about that.
Your boy got the bag. Were you surprised by the dollar figure to Keegan Murray's extension yesterday?
I was. When the Jabari Smith Jr. number came out, we were all wondering, like, would that kind of dictate Keegan Murray's price? And, like, being in the low 20s, and there's always the, you hear the Sacramento tax, and the Kings might have to pay a little bit more to keep a player here or to convince a player to come here. So I was ballparking mid-20s, like 24, 25 million. To see him get 28, first and foremost, I'm happy for him. I think more than likely what happened is his agent and his team leveraged the Kings situation. Like, look, my client may be hurt right now, but you knew before he got hurt that you had absolutely no depth at his position. You're not exactly the youngest team on the planet. In fact, now with Russell Westbrook, you're the third oldest team. You don't have a lot of future assets and prospects to look forward to and project forward to. Keegan is pretty much the main guy on that roster. Maybe Neek can become that eventually, but he's not there yet. And it sure doesn't look like Devin Carter is going to be there either. So I think Keegan leveraged that to get his payday. And whether you think the Kings overpaid for Keegan or not, I understand that conversation. But I think it's really well done by the Kings to get this done now. Like, get it done, get it out of the way. Don't let it be a distraction in a season that already may have more than enough distractions. And you have to understand, too, like, Scott Perry is trying to build not just a culture, but also a new reputation here in Sacramento. And if he has this player that everybody knows, it's like a no-brainer, you should probably keep this guy around. If you let that drag out and get to restricted free agency next summer and let this whole thing become more than it is, other people pay attention to that, whether it's agents or players, like, they'll pay attention to this. So I think the Kings are doing a good job. They're taking care of their own. They're securing an asset that they cannot be without. And unfortunately, on the floor right now, they are without. They don't have anybody else to replace him had they challenged him to get more money elsewhere. So they did the right thing. I'm glad they got it done. And now we can worry about just getting him healthy and getting him back.
I'm with you. From Chris Haynes, our brother, Chris Haynes.
Shout out, Chris Haynes.
Sacramento Kings star Domantas Sabonis sustained a mild hamstring strain, and he'll miss the preseason finale versus Los Angeles on Friday. League sources tell me nothing beyond that, but a mild hamstring strain for Domantas Sabonis. He will travel, as was stated earlier by the Kings. He will travel to the game on Friday, which I guess is a good sign. Mm-hmm. But he will not play in that game on Friday, which I think we all knew anyways.
I'm just speculating, just Kenny Care. I'd be surprised to see him for the season opener. I wouldn't.
Less than a week away?
I wouldn't mess with that, man. I wouldn't mess with that.
Because it'll ultimately result in a 4 to 6 week injury.
Yeah.
Well, I will say Domas has made a career out of playing hurt, and that was the kind of update you were hoping to hear from Keegan. So it's a lot better than it could have been.
Yeah, that's a very, very good point. Matt, we appreciate you as always, man. Make sure you are locked in to the Locked On Kings podcast. Of course, all the Matt's wonderful work over there at ABC 10. As just real quick, Matt, has this preseason turned you negative at all on this team?
I would say, I don't think negative. No, I just a little good underwhelmed, disappointed, but I'm not like
sad. We're sad.
Like, yeah. I know we don't have a lot of time. We'll talk about it off there.
We appreciate you guys so much for being with us. We thank Matt George for being with us, and we'll be back here to do it all again tomorrow, beginning at 10 a.m. with the Insiders here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
D'Lo and Casey on the home for
this episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.